And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have arrested two key suspects, including a 17-year-old juvenile linked to the gruesome murder of Nathan Mlenga, who was killed on April 13, 2025 in Lusaka's George compound. Police spokesperson Ray Hamanga says Matero Police Station received credible inteligence on April 17, 2025, which led to a coordinated night operation targeting areas of interest, including Matero Township, George, Jilanda and Desai compounds. He said during the operation, police apprehended two prime suspects at a location known as Kachele within George compound. In a statement, Mr. Hamanga identified the suspects as a 17-year-old juvenile whose name has been withheld and Innocent Mbewe, aged 26, both residents of George compound. He said in the same operation, police also arrested seven additional suspects aged between 22 and 35 in connection with various robbery cases. Mr. Hamanga said the suspects, all residents of Matera Township, were found in possession of suspected housebreaking tools and are currently undergoing screening and further investigation. The Drug Enforcement Commission has recorded significant arrests and seized various quantities of cannabis during operations conducted between 10th and 16th April 2025. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says in Lwapula Province, the Commission conducted operations in Milenge, Nchelenge, Mansa and Sanfia districts, resulting in the arrest of several individuals. He said in Milenge district, Martha Mwewa, aged 34, was arrested in connection with the offence of unlawful cultivation of fresh cannabis plants, weighing a staggering 962.8 kilograms. Mr. Tamba says in Chilenge district, the commission arrested two persons in separate cases in connection with the offence of trafficking in dry loose cannabis, weighing 4.8 kilograms and 1.3 kilograms respectively. Meanwhile, Mr. Tamba said in separate operations conducted in Mansa district, the commission arrested three suspects involved in the illegal cultivation of cannabis plants with a combined weight of 78.1 kilograms.
In Lwapula province, the DEC conducted operations in Milenge, Nchelenge, Mansa and Sanfia districts, resulting in the arrest of several individuals. In Milenge district, Martha Mwewa, female age 34, was arrested in connection with the offence of unlawful cultivation of fresh cannabis plants weighing 962.8 kilograms. Furthermore, in Nchelenge district, the commission arrested two male persons in separate cases in connection with the offence of trafficking in dry loose cannabis weighing 4.8 kilograms and 1.3 kilograms respectively. The two have since been identified as Jonas Malisa, male age 42, and Simon Chomba, male age 34.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Elvis Nkandu has disclosed that artists who receive loans under the Presidential Arts Empowerment Fund during the previous administration have started repaying the funds. In 2020, the government, through the National Arts Council, disbursed 30 million kwacha under the initiative aimed at supporting artists through soft loans. In an interview, Mr. Nkandu has noted that there has been encouraging progress, with some beneficiaries already making repayments. He has urged all remaining recipients to fulfill their obligations, emphasizing that doing so will allow others in the sector to benefit from their revolving fund. Mr. Nkandu has further cautioned that individuals who fail to repay should not claim persecution when government begins recovering the loans.
Where that now falls, because CEC is still existing and they're the ones that gave out, but I believe that they gave out on behalf of the Minister of Youth, Sport and that. So these are the issues that we are trying to sort out. And I want to say that there are also others that have been paid. I may not just be able to give you the amounts and also the percentage rate at which they are paying back those loans, but I will safely say that there are also others who are paying back those loans. And I want to encourage them that they should continue doing that, because we don't want a situation where when we follow some individuals, they start now thinking that, no, it's persecution. You know, in Zambia.
Government says investments in agricultural research and innovation is critical in ensuring continued and sustained efforts to improve efficiency in crop productivity and production. Speaking at the Zambia Agriculture Research Institute Open and Fields Day, Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary Technical Services John Mulongoti said agricultural research is crucial as it helps to find solutions to addressing constraints affecting the farming community, such as low productivity, pest and disease outbreaks, soil degradation, droughts and floods, some of which are climate-linked. Mr. Mlongoti said government will continue to ensure that farmers have access to improved agricultural technologies in order to increase their productivity through the Comprehensive Agricultural Transformation Support Program.
It is undisputable that there can be no growth in the crop productivity and production without having appropriate agricultural technologies and other enabling factors. Investment in agricultural research and innovation is required to ensure continued and sustained efforts to create and make these technologies available in order to achieve the desired levels of efficiency in crop productivity and production. The ministry, through ZARI and other relevant departments, will continue to ensure that farmers have access to improved agricultural technologies in order to increase their productivity and production.
And speaking at the same event, ZARI Director Dr. Ndashe Kapolo has disclosed that the institute over the last 5 years has developed over 50 crop varieties, analyzed over 15,000 soil samples, and has produced over 300,000 fruit seedlings.
Technology dissemination activities with other government departments such as the Department of Agriculture, research institutions, non-government organizations, and other authorities in order to enhance technology development and transfer for the common good of the public. In the last 5 years, ZARI has developed over 50 crop varieties. We have also analyzed over 15,000 soil samples and made recommendations to our farmers. In addition, we have produced over 300,000 fruit tree seedlings and made these available to smallholder farmers.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Lusaka Provincial Administration has expressed satisfaction with the progress and quality of works on Lot 1 of the Lusaka-Ndola Dual Carriageway Project, which covers a 70-kilometer stretch from Lusaka to Chivombo in Central Province. Speaking during a site inspection yesterday, Lusaka Province Permanent Secretary Engineer Joel Kalusa has commended the contractor for maintaining 100% adherence to quality control standards. Engineer Kalusa, who personally inspected the on-site quality control laboratory, said he was pleased with the materials, manpower and equipment being used.
Seeing the operation up to the very road, which is done. So looking at the equipment, looking at the manpower, looking at the materials they have, looking at the kind of work they are doing, I would say I'm really impressed. I was able to look at their Gantt chart to see that's the progress of these works, to see on how they are progressing. I would really say I'm impressed.
Meanwhile, Road Development Agency Lusaka Province Roads Engineer Pandeki Chavala said the road design is robust and adheres to all engineering standards.
Grading of the Lusaka Angola project, a stretch of about 327 kilometers, involves dualling, meaning we are going to have two carriageways, one for northbound traffic, the other one for southbound traffic. In addition, we are also going to have a 45-kilometer stretch rehabilitated. In terms of management of this project, it has been divided into five sections. We have Lot 1, which starts from Gwerere roundabout to kilometer 70, which is Wombo. That section is being managed by Lusaka Province, and this is why I'm here with you, my dear.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Top International News.
Former Credit Suisse boss Tidjane Thiam is to run for president in Ivory Coast's forthcoming election. His party has confirmed Thiam, 62, was the only candidate vying to represent the country's main opposition party, the PDC.